The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
Love you.
I love you.
And Poodle.
What?
Please stop sharing other people's combs and hats.
She called me Poodle.
Combs.
Oh, boy.
Just put everything you own and throw it out and burn it.
Hana.
And then start afresh after you have a second treatment.
You called him Poodle.
All right. Love you.
Love
Bye.
You, too.
Poodle.
Yeah, she called me Poodle. Okay. I'm not even going to deal with that. I am, however, going to answer your question, sweetheart. Thank you for calling.
No thanks for calling me Poodle.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Thank you for calling. Trademark Vera Charles.
No thanks for calling me Poodle.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3075 of the BFO for Friday, the 22th of November, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we've got some voice letters. Yes, be ready. Diggers, Big Fatty, I love that Friday music. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, you're diggers today because, Big Fatty, is that because you've been digging in your nose looking for buried treasure? No, not at all. In fact, I'll tell you why you're diggers today right now. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, today, the 22th of November, y'all, it is one of the most special celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this person I have known, y'all, I've known for many, 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 many years. Y'all, I met him at a meet and greet in the Chicago's. Y'all, then I've been to the Good Days with him, been to, the Pride 48 in Nolens. Y'all, he and his other half showed up unannounced, at my crema party, one year here in the villa. And, y'all many interactions, with this person. Y'all, one of the most kind and caring people you'll ever meet. Yes, Big Fatty, and he can say right this way, madam, with the best of them. Well, it's true. Y'all, it is none other than the man that is in charge of all the bumpers here on the BFO. Y'all, it is none other than Digger Big Fatty. We love Digger. Y'all, that's Tom of the Tom and Terry up there in the Chicago. Cargos, but y'all, there is another celebration of exiting the birth canal this weekend. Y'all, it's on Saturday, the 23rd, and you heard this entity at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, I had to pull that one out of the vault. Yes, Big Fatty, the BFO vault. Y'all, it's one of everybody's favorite characters from little shows. Y'all, it is none other than that conscience. Oh, Big Fatty, despite him not liking being called Poodle, we love conscience. Yes, it's true, we do. So, y'all, if you see Digger or Conscience or even the old gal on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that Conscience and Digger, well, you know, rather than kick, maybe they'll both just get a big old glass of gin. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
It does indeed. Y'all, let's see, since I spoke to you yesterday, y'all did my afternoon nipple walk, and y'all, then I, what did I do after that? Y'all, I don't really remember until, well, no, I take that back. I take that back. Y'all, I made some rice-a-roni. Big Fatty, you know that's at San Francisco treat. Yes, Big Fatty. Kathy Marshall loves it. Probably Daniel Scott Angel. Big Fatty, we hadn't heard that name in a while. It's true. Y'all, I made some rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat, then I was off. I was off to the Carrabba's wine-pairing dinner. Y'all, it was the Friendsgiving dinner. Y'all, and it we had five courses last night. We started off with an Italian solid. And y'all, it was just basic, but y'all, it was good. And y'all, then we had the pumpkin mascarpone ravioli with wood grilled chicken and fresh sage. Now, y'all, this I didn't care for this. I'm not a pumpkin person, and it was okay. Y'all, pumpkin is just like something that comes out of a baby's diaper. Fatty, kind of like that butterscotch pudding a few weeks ago. Well, not unlike that butterscotch pudding. Y'all, then we had a rigatoni campagnolo, which was rigatoni pasta with red bell peppers and pomodoro sauce, and had some warm caprino cheese. Y'all, it was real good. I mean, it was just real good. Y'all, then we had shrimp and scallop linguine a la vodka, and y'all, it was real good too. It wasn't a heavy entree, and I appreciated that, because y'all, sometimes we go to these things and it's just too much. And y'all, then for dessert, I wasn't sure I was going to like this either, because y'all, it was pumpkin bread pudding. And y'all, it was a warm brioche bread with pumpkin custard topping and ice cream with drizzled with salted caramel. And y'all, I didn't taste the pumpkin pudding. It was just delicious. And y'all, the wines were all real good. Also, y'all, it was a nice buzzy evening. Very buzzy evening. And y'all, then I came back home and watched a little bit on the TV machine. Y'all, I did not watch The Survivor until Thursday, because y'all, I was just feeling good, y'all, and I slept pretty well. Y'all, I've been sleeping on different sides of the bed and in different directions and all this to see if I have a favorite, and I don't. And so anyway, y'all, Thursday I was expecting my my base, my electronic base for my mattress in the love chamber to be delivered. But y'all, it wasn't. There had been some sort of mix-up. But y'all, it's being delivered on Saturday now. And so y'all, I got up Thursday morning and had my coffee and went and did my... Oh, a nipple walk. And y'all, I came back and I had gotten my new modem. I'd gotten my new modem from the Xfinity. You know, they had sent me a message saying, oh, you're going to have faster speeds, but your old modem can't handle it. So y'all, I hooked it all up, and y'all, and then I couldn't get the inner tubes to work. It was too good to be true. And I ended up having to call the Apple snack people. And, but y'all, I have to say, the guy that I got at the Apple snack place and the guy at the Xfinity, they were all very helpful, but the guy at the Apple snack place, he described himself as a kind of a funny bunny or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but because I had said something like, I'm sure you get tired of calls like this. And he goes, no, actually, I enjoy it. So anyway, but y'all, it's all working now. And y'all, I have to say, the speed is amazingly fast. I can notice it already. And so I'm happy about that. I've got to return my old modem to the Xfinity store, but I'm going to do that on Friday. But y'all, the big news of the day is that I got a call from the carpet installers. You know, they couldn't set up a installation time till the carpet came in. Y'all, well, it came in. It came in on Thursday. Big Fetty, you just ordered it Tuesday. I think that's right. And, y'all, they're coming to install the carpet on Saturday. Big Fetty. So y'all, it's just going to be lovely here in the villa. And y'all, now I'm baking some chicken in the oven. I'm going to have a little rice-a-roni with that for my supper and have my afternoon nipple walk. Big Fetty, lovely. Just lovely day. Yes, Big Fetty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fetty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fetty.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty, your RC Battler, and just ringing up to say I loved, must have been about 3 to 5 episodes ago when you totally stuffed up your mixing, and your little birthday music that you always play suddenly was super loud and I could hear all the words, and what a lovely song, it was so nice. I kind of just ignored whichever birthday you were rambling on about. And just enjoyed the song, so thank you. Okay, I'm at work. Time to cry. Goodbye.
Yeah, Big Fetty, he's gonna cry. That's what he said. That of course is Scotty, the little Aussie Battler. And Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Yes, Big Fetty, especially when he calls in to tell you you're fucking up. Well, that's true. And, you know, there are many opportunities for folks to call in to tell me that. Yes, Big Fetty, you don't have very many voice letters. It's true, I don't. but I do have a few, and I think that maybe we'll just get to the next one. Big Fetty!
Hi, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the jalopy. Not to be confused with the jalopy hanging on my Christmas tree that one of the listeners of the old Little Fatty Cast gave me for Crema. It's hanging next to the Mike Hip Memorial Martini Glass Christmas ornament, by the which, you know, I proudly display all these years later. on the Vader family Christmas tree. So look, it's only November, like 10th or so, I don't know. But I've been very Christmas feeling since October, so I decided I'll go ahead and put up the Christmas tree this weekend. Only to discover that I'd thrown it out 2 years ago, which is why I didn't have one last year. So I got in the jalopy, and I said, that's gonna fat, off I go. Speaking of off I go, toot toot. Fat's gonna fat, off I go to buy myself a new one. Well, Big Fatty, that's not easy to do. So I finally gotten two new chroma trees. I got the really, really, really skinny ones, like as big as your foot, or as wide as your foot, skinny ones, that go up all the way to the ceiling in the Vader family compound. So that made me quite happy, except I had to decorate it using a ladder. But I've been thinking about you a lot. That was really just an update, because I knew that the old gal could identify with that. I've been thinking about you a lot. I've been watching the Krimma movies, go, Jalopy go, they have been advertising something called the Grand Pad, which is a tablet for old people. So anyway, so I hope you haven't already bought one, because there's one under the tree with your name on it. Oh, let me pause this really quick. Ooh, sorry, I'm a little discombobulated. I just stopped to pick up my Chinese I had called in, and I paused it. I've never done that before. I just feel so fancy. You're going the wrong way, Larry. You're about to get back in. Anyway, Grandpad, yes, no, jealous that I found out about it before you, so not surprised. So the other thing is, maybe I should split this up into multiple messages. That way, you know, because your show is all like 20 minutes. All right, so I hope you're fat. I hope you're enormous. I'm glad we are not in firm ordering seasons. It gives me so much more flexibility in my schedule. Gotta run. Meow.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is old Veda and Veda. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, Veda, I'm delighted. I'm delighted that you are in the Krimma spirit. And, yes, Big Betty, better known as Eggnog. No, that's the Krimma spirits. Oh, okay. Well, he's probably into that too. Betty. And, Veda, I'm not quite sure why it was difficult to find a Krimma tree. They've been everywhere since August. Maybe they're sold out already. I don't know. Betty, you know that VD candies will be out soon. Well, if they're not already. What was the other thing that, the Grand Pad? Yes. No, I don't need that because, you know, I've got everything, up and running here at the villa. And, so that's just lovely. It seems like there was something else that you said. Big Fatty, we don't remember what the hell anybody says. Well, that's probably true. But Veda, Merry Krimma to you and yours. And my best to the kitties. Yes, Big Fatty, right? Mr. Rose and Bugaboo. Oh, yes, yeah, Squeaky Kitty loves to go visit them. Oh, well, whatever. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I was going to put up my Krimma tree and decorations this weekend, but y'all, with all the carpeting and getting my bed frame on Saturday, y'all, I'm probably just going to be too poop to pop. Hey, we don't need to hear about you pooping or popping. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, some voice you hadn't heard in a while. That's the old gal. That's the old gal and conscience and old gal. How are you gonna ruin conscience's birthday?
Thank you for calling. Trademark Vera Charles.
Don't. No thanks for calling me Poodle.
Conscience, it could be worse. He could have called you Mr. Cackle.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.